Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday. Confidence is a byproduct of action. This is a quote that I heard on a podcast that I was listening to the other day, and it just really resonated with me, and I wanted to share that with you all today about where that quote actually took me back. It kind of allowed me to travel back in time to really think about the first yoga class that I ever taught in my basement. Real casual, invited all my friends and everyone that I knew right after my first yoga teacher training. And the interesting thing is, yes, I was nervous. That's not the interesting part. The interesting thing is, I am not a public speaker. Many of us aren't. We feel nervous. In fact, it's said that people fear public speaking more than they actually fear death. So yes, I was deathly afraid of teaching this yoga class to 15 people that showed up, being curious and supportive. And yes, I was super, super nervous. Now, fast forward to 7 years now, it has totally built confidence in myself by just taking that one action. Move forward and just teach this class. Don't worry about if you mess up, just do it. Do it scared, like Ruth Stuckup says, another podcaster that I listen to. Do it nervous, just do it. If you're not scared about doing something, then you won't have the drive. So being scared, being nervous, just taking a tiny step and getting closer to what you're trying to achieve. And my example is teaching a yoga class. Now I just get in there and I can even teach a group of strangers, people that I've never met before, because I know that I'm confident enough to teach that class. I know that I know what I'm about to teach. I know that I have the knowledge to teach. I've been practicing, and I'm not only practicing teaching, but living what feelings it gives me. So, another example is doing Facebook Lives. The very first Facebook Live was, I think, a disaster. I didn't even know if I was recording anything, and I started getting nervous if I didn't see a little eye with a number next to it. I was like, oh, nobody cares, or whatever. It's okay. And I've even had some times that my Facebook Lives were just a disaster. I just didn't care. I put myself out there. Putting yourself out there, being messy, allows you to have a chance to grow and grow from that being messy. Being messy are lessons in life that teaches us how we can actually do better next time, and then the next time do better. And each time we show up and do that thing that makes us nervous, do that thing that's just a little step to get closer, builds confidence. And as we build confidence, it becomes second nature to us. So go out there and just take that one tiny step to move forward and get closer to your goals. Do it scared, do it nervous. Confidence is the byproduct of action. Something is better than nothing is my motto, and it always has been. If I have only time to work out for 10 minutes, it's better than not working out at all. Something is better than nothing. If I have time to just try to do a Facebook Live and I've never done it before, and I just put myself out there, I've had people cheer me on. It's okay. I've cheered people on who've tried it the first time. Everybody starts somewhere. So do it scared. Take that first step. Be confident. It's the byproduct of action. So take that action and build your confidence. I hope you all have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend. And think about taking that one mini step, to get you closer to your final goal. Build that confidence by taking action. Have a wonderful Friday, and till next week, bye for now. Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.